Are you ready to stop riding the emotional elevator of life? Are you ready to learn how to elevate your emotions that keep you psychologically traumatized or in an addictive behavior? You are in the right place. Here is your host, Sandy Bird, trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach of the Emotional Elevator Show.
Well, welcome everyone. Yeah, that kind of set me off. Now I'm going to do some nervous system regulation because that's my old intro. Kind of weird. But anyway, I am Sandy Bird. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator. And do you know how to regulate your elevator? Do you even know what your elevator is? Do you even know how to get to a penthouse suite? Or are you still in that parking garage? Well, then you have tuned into the right place. I am Sandy Bird. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator, and I help people elevate their emotions, also realize why sometimes they're stuck in the emotions they're stuck in, because I'm a transformational coach. I'm going to say this because this is funny. This has been something that's been recently said to me. I am the Walmart of transformational coaching. Or the Costco, because I am now back in school again to work more so with addiction again and be a coach that has certain philosophies. I also am working with people who want to transform their lives from divorce or need a coach during a divorce. But I'm also a life transformational coach, and you can find me on my website at sandybird.com, where I help people. Year ago, I said women, but now it's people, because I have men who want to learn how to transform their lives because they too are becoming lost in the world. And what is a transformational coach? Well, I just help you figure out where you want to be in your life. If you're in that empty nesting stage, or if you're just going through something that's transforming your life, like maybe you were in substance abuse, you have substance abuse disorder, and you want to learn how to transform your life because you're at that next level. Or maybe you've gone through a divorce and you want to, you know, adventure into, now who am I? Because my identity has changed, because maybe you grabbed onto that identity of being a husband or a wife, and now you want to be Sandy or Jim or Steve or Bob. Who knows? And who is that person? But tonight's show is going to be fascinating because it is about, I'm going to give you tips on regulating your nervous system. And me as a coach, a transformational coach, this is where we have to start with your nervous system. Because if you are not properly regulated, then all the transformation you want to do might not necessarily happen in the way you want it to happen. So what is tonight's show? It's all about nervous system regulation 101, simple daily techniques. Do you want to feel calm and clear fast? Looking for quick, simple techniques to reset your nervous system? Curious how 5 minutes a day can change everything? And it's not even just 5 minutes. But first, let me read through this. In this episode of Emotional Elevator, I will break down nervous system regulation 101, simple daily techniques. I will teach you step-by-step, easy, science-backed techniques to calm your body, quiet your mind, and get back to feeling good. No complicated routines or long hours required, from breath work to movement to laughter. I will guide you through quick tools you can use anytime life feels overwhelming. I will teach you techniques. I also teach my clients to regulate their nervous system. So, and it's not just about 5 minutes. So I'm going to give you some examples to start off with. Let's say you're a mom. And it's Wednesday morning. Kids are getting ready for school. And you get the bomb dropped on you by one of your kids. Oh, mom, I forgot to tell you. I signed you up for the bake sale because you make the best cookies. And I'm going to need 80 cookies by Friday morning. And you're already like, what? Wait a minute. How am I going to do that? A, I got to work today. Somebody's got practice or something that night. Or maybe it's a night where it's family night or family game night or something. And then Thursday, you work early, you get off because someone's got football practice, someone's got soccer practice, someone's got cheerleading practice, and those are three separate locations. So you know you'll be running around and you're already in that fight flight. You're already getting bound up inside. Your nervous system's already getting anxious. How am I going to pull this off? And we still have got to go to work for the day. And that's the biggest thing that happens. We get to work and we can't focus because we're still stuck in that, oh my gosh, how am I going to pull this off? Or let's say that's not the case. You're driving to work. Me, I like to leave a little extra early, a little extra early for the day. And this just happened to me yesterday. There was an accident. All lanes are closed. One way to get there because I'm on a highway and it wasn't work. And all of a sudden, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be late. What am I going to do? Da 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 da. You know, you can make that call, but some people really do have anxiety when it's around being late. Maybe because they missed a school, something when they were a kid or something. So they have that anxiety about being late. There are techniques that you can do right away to calm down your nervous system. And one of them is this thing we call a breath. There are so many different techniques. I would love to go through all of them with you, but my show is only a half an hour, so I don't have enough time. But some of the ones that really work with the nervous system is the four inhale, hold for a seven. And it's the Mississippi. So, however you do the seven, if it's one and two and three and four and five and six and seven and then you exhale slow through the mouth, eight count, one and two and three and four and five and six and seven and eight and nine. And, I did nine. Sorry, don't know how to count sometimes when I'm breathing because I'm so focused on the breath. But that is something you can do. You can do it three times, and that's already setting your nervous system. You can do it five times. How many ever times you feel you need to do it? And that, if you're listening to me and are able to watch or you're listening and you want to write this down, that's a four inhale, seven hold, eight exhale, and it's through the mouth, and you can do the ha. Then there is the box breathing. This is one of my clients' favorite techniques to do whenever, before we start our conversation, before our coaching call, starting the coaching call, and whenever she starts getting anxious during the coaching call, because we're on a subject that maybe gets her anxious, we do the box breathing, which is that four inhale in, one and two and three and four and hold for four, so it's one and two and three and four and exhale for four, one and two and three and four and hold out for four, one and two and three and four and then you start all over and you do the box breathing. And I always say people, when I'm coaching with them, we at least do it three times, but if five. How many ever times to get your nervous system regulated? And one thing that I didn't go over last week, because last week was all talking about the nervous system and how we have 7 billion. This has been a great topic for me because everyone's like, seriously, Sandy, there's 7 billion. I feel like I want to do whoever that was, but it's billion. No, it's trillion. Sorry, 7 trillion. Wow. 7 trillion nerves in our body. And the most famous one is the vagus nerve. And I didn't go over that because a lot of this regulation regulates the vagus nerve. What the vagus nerve is, it connects everything. It's the nerve that connects from the brain all the way down to all your organs. So your digestion, your heart, your respiratory, your so it's the rest and digest basic nerve. And a lot of people, that's where our nervous system gets out of whack. If you ever really get a whiplash or any type of spinal injury or anything like that, or you've just been knocked down by trauma, it's usually the vagus nerve that gets the hit and it keeps the score and it can dysregulate you. And there's so many techniques out there. A lot of people tell me I should be doing videos to do techniques because there are more that I've established within myself that I've learned that also help. But when it comes to that, it's the breathing. It's that 4, 7, 8 breath. It's the box breath, breathing in and then breathing in, even just breathing in and holding it and breathing out. See, when you breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your nose, you're already resetting your system because you're getting the oxygen going within your system and it's calming yourself down. So the first thing, if you want to regulate your nervous system, is all about this thing we have. It's called a breath. It's what keeps us alive. But we don't think about our breath because do you sit around all day and go, oh, am I breathing right now? No. But when you can consciously think of it, you can consciously clear your mind by doing the breath and doing the counting. So you're resetting your nervous system, you're getting it clear. So if you're in a fight or flight, or if you're in any anxious, and you can just, okay, I'm safe, and I can count to 7. And I can exhale for 8, or I can count to the 4 count, hold for the 4, exhale. That's already regulating your nervous system because you're not focused on what's creating anxiety. Another big thing is when one of our biggest pressure points in our body is these things called ears. And some of the things I do, and this is not necessarily, but it regulates your nervous system, but it's not basic with the vagus nerve. But if anything's ever like triggering you, or you're starting to feel anxious, or your boss comes to you and says, hey, I need to have a word with you, and you just kind of like do this, it can calm you down because you're focused on softening yourself. But when it comes to the vagus nerve, right in here in your ear pocket, if you massage that for 30 seconds, that's really not that long. If I do this long enough, I'll go right to sleep. But just kind of push in your ear and just kind of regulate yourself by just seriously, if I do this long enough, it does put me to sleep because I've learned to regulate myself so well. But it's just right there. If you have nails, you can get something and just push right in there, right above your ear canal, that little pocket right here. And that can calm you down. So, and these are things, if you are one of those, and I'm raising my hand because if you're listening to me, I have experienced road rage in my life where I am so anxious about being on time or being somewhere, or I want to get there early, or I want to get to yoga and I'm going to lay down my mat and sit there for a moment, that I realize, like, when I used to get stuck in traffic, I would get anxious. And now I'll just sit in the car. One of the things I do is just calm myself down, do maybe 30 seconds on this ear while I'm holding on to my steering wheel. And here's the thing. If you were in stop and go traffic and you stop a couple of seconds more, not move up, it doesn't matter if you're in stop and go traffic. And then you go to the other ear and you just start doing that one. So I've gone over some breathing, or you just sit in your car and you can breathe. Why am I feeling anxious? What is the harm? And then ask yourself the questions. Why am I so anxious about being late? Or why am I so anxious about baking these cookies? Why am I so anxious because now I have a new deadline at work? Because that's not doing anything but making your body be unregulated, making you in that fight or flight mode, making you not di your digestion slow down, making maybe your heart race a little bit more instead of just being calm, making your brain just in overdrive, thinking, dwelling, angry, anxious. What if you could be in a state of, not saying to necessarily be in that state of, oh, rainbows and unicorns all the time, but when you are feeling something that's anxious, anger, or anything like that, and you can't justify it, learning how to calm yourself down, because nothing is worse than taking out on everybody else or missing out on other things around you because you can't calm yourself down. See, I speak from expertise and experience in this. I do, because I've been there. I've had triggers, anxiety every day, and I didn't even know what it was. I just thought it was part of my personality. It wasn't. It was an unregulated nervous system. And as I'm able to regulate my nervous system even more every day, I start the morning with a regulated nervous system. It definitely settles the blow when something bad happens, or I get that phone call that I'm dreading, or I forgot to pay a bill. We've all been there. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I forgot that. Or you miss something. It's okay. Because if you can regulate your nervous system, you can just, okay, I forgot that. I forgot to go to the dentist appointment. Oh my gosh, just gonna have to reschedule. Yeah, I might have to pay $25 for missing it, but you know what? There's nothing I can do now. So why am I getting so worked up? But it is time for my first break, or my only break. What am I saying? I'm a half an hour show. See, I'm unregulated right now. But it is time for my break. And when we come back, I'm still going to keep giving you more techniques, because tonight is all about techniques to regulate that nervous system and get yourself aligned with your person you are, not what you define yourself as. Anxious, nervous, stuck. So let's get to that break, and thank you for joining me. And if you ever want to reach out to me, you can reach out to me at sandy@sandybird.com, sandybirdcoach at gmail.com. But Sandy is spelled with Sandee, Bird, BYRD. And you can find me on any social media as well. So let's get to that break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. I was trying to put up a little note for myself because I always forget to do this, but I want to remember to do this. So I gotta keep saying it. If you're enjoying my show, Emotional Elevator, please give me a 5-star review on iTunes. You can search for Emotional Elevator, and it would be very grateful and helpful to me. And also, if you are enjoying my show, please pass it along. Get others to listen to it. If there's someone you know that needs their regulated nervous system, if they need their nervous system regulated, have them listen to this because I am giving techniques. So the first part of the show, I was giving you techniques on regulating your nervous system through the breath by doing the 4 inhale, 7-count hold, and 8-count exhale through the mouth going, ha, ha, ha. Then I also talked about that box breath, which is 4, 4, 4, 4. 4 inhale, 4 hold, 4 exhale out. I mean, hold out. And you got to do that by doing like 1N or 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi. And when you're doing that, it's regulating your nervous system and you are learning to calm yourself down by focusing on that. I also was talking about the vagus nerve and how important the vagus nerve is to our whole rest periods, the rest and digest nerve, and how it connects to all the organs from the brain. So when that is out of whack, it causes havoc on your whole system. From not having a regulating nervous system affects your digestion. So if you have digestive issues, it's attributed to you not being regulated with your nervous system because our nerves do keep the score. And I can tell you many stories on, so I'll ask you a question and I want you to think about this. Is there any time in your life where every year on a certain week or a certain time you get sick or you feel something within your body? Because your nerves kept the score. So for some reason, I always get sick around my birthday now. And I know it's because of many factors in my life that have happened on or around my birthday. And I'm learning to regulate my nervous system. And for years, I had great times. And sometimes it's just happens. But now I'm learning to really regulate my nervous system so I don't think about it. But I recently had a client who, she says, every year around this time, I just don't feel right. Like, I just feel like I'm dying or something. And I'm like, okay, well, let's do some digging into this and realize that she had almost died around this time of year. And her body was keeping the score. So every year she would get anxious. That was like last year. This year came around. It's her time keeps getting minimal because her body was keeping the score. And as she every year at that time kept going through the motion and feeling sick and feeling like she's dying, she was just like aspirating it in her body. So it is about regulating our nervous system. And as I say, when I work with clients, that's what we work with first. And a lot of it starts with the breath. And then it goes into techniques. And as I was showing, if you ever right in here in this little thing in your ear. If you massage it for 30 seconds, you're getting into your vagus nerve. I don't do it a lot all the time because it actually can put me to sleep. But then you can rub your ears. It's hard with glasses where you just rub up and down. And that's also getting to your vagus nerve, which is aligning your nervous system. Tapping. If you've ever been in any type of class and they tell you to tap your body, you're tapping out the stagnant energy in your nerves. Just doing that is regulating your nervous system. If you're not watching me and you're listening to me and you can hear me doing Tarzan, well, that's because tapping your body gets the stagnant energy, which is your nerves, to regulate. So I always tell people that is another good thing to do. All over your body, down to your feet, your head, your face. Don't smack yourself in the eyes, your nose, your ears, your mouth. You can tap if your eyes are closed, but I do. I get my clients, like, if you're ever really feeling anxious, tap your whole body. Get that energy a moving. Now, another, oh my gosh, we're almost out of time. Another one is just to tense up your body. Squeeze, 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 and then breathe out and release. That's another one. There's so many techniques I could give you. Of course, everybody knows I'm a laughter yoga leader, so doing laughter. If you can do it for 5 minutes, that's a nervous system release. Singing in your car. If nobody's around, if you were so intimidated by your singing, sing when nobody's around, but sing. And who cares if you sing off key? I know a friend of mine who would purposely go up and do karaoke and sing off key so that it can make everybody else around her feel comfortable. Dance. Movement is another way to reset your nervous system, just moving your body. There are so many techniques you can use to reset your nervous system. I mean, that's a big thing within your body, is to reset that nervous system. Get that reset. Re-energize yourself through the nervous system. Get unstuck. If you're always feeling anxious, I mean, even clapping your hands with these little nerve fibers in your hands, that helps to get your body unstuck. Because if you're always feeling excited within your body, nervous, anxious, frustrated, it's because your body doesn't know how to reset itself, and you need to do things like moving. You know, there's so many techniques out there. If anything, you want to research it, you can research it. If you want to reach out to me at sandybird.com, of course, that's Sandy with those two E's, that BURD.com. I'd be happy to work with you and give you some techniques, or find what techniques work for you and what make you feel comfortable. Because some of the techniques that I give is not for everybody to use. Like I said, I've got one client that likes the box breath. That's her breath. She loves that. That's her favorite breath. And another one that likes that 4-7-8, 4-7-8. Got one that doesn't like any of that, but just likes to just tense up their whole body as they breathe in, and then just and release it all. But when you exhale, you really want to exhale a little bit longer when you're doing stuff like that. Tapping the body. This nervous system is 7 trillion nerves. I said billion, we have 7 trillion nerves, and they keep the score, and you need them regulated. And our most important one is the vagus nerve, which connects rest and digest. I love saying that. But like I said, if you really want to learn all about this, reach out to me, because helping you elevate from where you are to where you want to be is who I am. I am the Emotional Elevator, and thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.